It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
And you're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wexby is cooking.
Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served. I'm Susan Owensby. It's Saturday, the 19th of November, the 323rd day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are only 42 days left in 2022. Today is Women's Entrepreneurship Day. The first event was held in 2014 at the United Nations, and 144 nations participated. With the United Nations Foundation as a founding partner of the events, there's an awards program, an ambassadorship, and a fellowship program. Today in the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, there's a holiday that probably many Puerto Ricans are not too fond of, the Day of Discovery of Puerto Rico, the day when Christopher Columbus landed on the northwest coast of the island in 1493. Although the Orotoroid people had settled there between 430 BCE and 1000 ACE, and the Taínos were the dominant culture when Columbus landed, that's the day Puerto Rico was discovered. I guess if you add by Westerners, it wouldn't be so offensive, but there you have it. The indigenous population, the Taínos, were pretty much wiped out by the end of the 16th century, thanks to the new infectious diseases carried by Europeans, exploitation by Spanish settlers, and warfare. Sound familiar? Today is one of India's seven martyrs' days, days named in honor of those recognized as martyrs for the nation. Today's Martyrs' Day is in honor of Rani Lakshmibai, who was born on this day in 1828. She was the queen of the Maratha-ruled state of Jhansi and the leading figure in the Indian Rebellion of 1857, a rebellion against the rule of the British East India Company. 20 years after the rebellion, the British officer Colonel Mallison wrote of her, and I quote, "Whatever her faults in British eyes may have been, her countrymen will ever remember that she was driven by ill treatment into rebellion, and that she lived and died for her country, and we cannot forget her contribution for India."
I am Nomla Srinivasa. Hello from Andhra Pradesh, India.
Michael Fitzpatrick, also known as Sweet Fitz, is here next to me.
And delighted to be here, as always.
Michael's here to help with your delicious Sound Kitchen ingredients, your answers to the bonus question on the Listener's Corner. He even chose the music you'll hear at the end of the show. But first, the quiz. On the 22nd of October, I asked you a question about French footballer Karim Benzema. Benzema had just won the Ballon d'Or, or the Golden Football, the most prestigious individual accolade in world football. Karim Benzema is a striker for Real Madrid and, of course, plays on France's national team. You, of course, knew all that because you read RFI English journalist Paul Meyer's article, "Benzema's Ballon d'Or Triumph Gains Presidential Seal of Approval." You were to answer this question: how many goals in how many games did Benzema score for his club last season, and how many of those goals were in the Champions League? Michael, what's the answer?
As Paul wrote, and I quote, "Benzema scored 44 goals in 46 games for his club during last season, and they included 15 in the Champions League." Not bad, whatever way you look at it. In addition to that quiz question, there was also our bonus question. As a teenager, I wanted to be what? Well, you'll hear the answers later in the Listener's Corner, so do stay with us.
The winners of this week's quiz are Mohammed Lee Kwon, who's a member of the Nilshagor RFI fan club in Nilphamari, Bangladesh. Mohammed is also this week's bonus question winner. When he was a teenager, he wanted to be an ice cream shopkeeper, which is a very fine ambition and certainly a yummy one. However, Mohammed, I doubt you would have kept that fine young man's body if you had become an ice cream shopkeeper. I worked at a bakery when I was a teenager, and I've been a bit round ever since. Thin or round, congratulations, Mohammed. Also on the list of lucky winners this week are Riaz Ahmad Khan, the president of the RFI Listeners Club in Sheikhupura City, Pakistan, and RFI Listeners Club members Tasneem Saleh from Nilphamari, Bangladesh, Samir Mukhopadhyay from West Bengal, India, and Deepita Chakrabarty from New Delhi, India. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. The French pride themselves on being logical. In fact, one of the first things I learned in French when I moved here, because I heard it so often, was c'est logique. It's logical. The French say that all the time. However, much of French life is completely illogical. Listen to this. In order to become a public school English teacher, you must pass an exam in French. We expats have great fun coming up with various examples of the French so-called logic. And here's a really good one. This week, the 2024 Paris Olympic Games Committee revealed the mascot for the Games, and with a break from tradition, the mascots are usually animals, it is a hat. Yeah, you heard me right. A hat. A stuffed animal hat. A toy hat. Okay, not just any hat, a very important hat to the French, a hat which to them embodies French Republican democratic values. It's called a Phrygian cap, and was the cap the women wore when they marched to Versailles calling for a reduction in the price of bread, pretty much the beginning of the French Revolution, as you know. It's in paintings, it's on the head of the Marianne, the symbol of the revolution, and the image on French postal stamps. It's everywhere. And where is this great symbol of French values, the French spirit, this filled with French meaning stuffed animal toy hat made? China. Now that's French logic for you. You already know all this because, of course, you read our article. Made in China, Phrygies toys are surprise mascots for Paris Olympics 2024. Right? Reread that article and answer me this. How many of the Phrygies toys do the Paris 2024 organizers hope to sell by the start of the Games? Again, reread our article. Made in China, Phrygies toys are surprise mascots for Paris Olympics 2024. And send in the answer to this question. How many of the toy Phrygies hats do the Paris 2024 organizers hope to sell before the start of the Olympic Games? You'll find a link to the article on the Sound Kitchen page on our website, rfienglish.com, as well as on the Sound Kitchen and Club's Facebook pages. Michael, what's this week's bonus question?
When in your life were you a leader? When did you rally the people around you and motivate them? When in your life did you show your capacities as a leader of others? Well, that's the bonus question. And remember, we're happy to have your ideas for future bonus questions, so send them right in.
I was a leader in organizing a parade for Texas's 150th birthday. I got the Austin Symphony conductor to ride on the back of a vintage convertible in his white tie and tails, of course, but wearing a cowboy hat. There were four of us as outriders. We rode horses right behind the car in white tie and tails and cowboy boots and cowboy hats. All my idea, and I put it all together. I guess you can tell I'm still rather proud of that. It was meant to show that people who love Western classical music were fun. And we are. And boy, were we cool looking. And I think I was only about 20. Man, I was a babe.
Well, I have absolutely nothing that can follow that. In fact, I'm so impressed by that image of 20-year-old you on a horse wearing boots and a hat that I am quite literally stunned to silence.
I'll try and find a photo. I'm sure I have one somewhere. You have until the 2nd of January, 2023 to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 7th of January to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address with your postal code. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
This is the Sound Kitchen.
This is an Owen Sleeze cooking
on Radio France International.
Yummy!
Time for the listener's corner. Take it away, Michael.
Well, today you'll hear the answers to the bonus question, which was, as a teenager, I wanted to be, well, what exactly? Three of you dreamed of being doctors, Shahanaj Parvin, Malik Shoaib Ahmed Khokhar, and Yemi Sande John Touré. And for Yemi, not just any doctor, but one of the greatest doctors in Sierra Leone, as he put it. Another type of healer featured too, teachers, preventive healing, you might say, for an educated population is a healthy one. Both Jabayanda Akhtar Jai and Riaz Ahmed Khan wanted to be teachers. As Riaz Ahmed Khan wrote, "My father was a teacher, and I know how important they are. I know a teacher can change society." Ain't that a fact? Well, who would profit from those good teachers? Muhammad Akson, who wanted to be, as he put it, a bright student, the first boy.
Hans Werner Loelicke wanted to be like his childhood hero, the Swiss humanitarian Henri Dunant. Dunant is best known as the founder of the Red Cross. After the bloody Battle of Solferino in 1859, Dunant toured the battlefield and was horrified by the suffering of the wounded soldiers. His work led not only to the establishment of the International Red Cross, but also to the Geneva Conventions. He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1901. Dunant was also, as Hans noted, the founder of the Swiss YMCA. As Hans noted, listeners, Hans is a retired Lutheran pastor, if you can ever really retire from being a pastor. Hans noted that Dunant's work influenced his life in many ways, which, of course, has been a life of service. One way he served his fellow man was through his 50-plus years of involvement with the YMCA. Rabea Begum was also inspired by a historical person, the Prophet Muhammad's daughter, Fatima. Muhammad is said to have regarded her as the best of women and the dearest person to him. She's often viewed as the model for Muslim women due to her compassion and generosity. Rabea wanted to be Fatima.
Jayanta Chakrabarty found his teenage years were the best part of his life. This is what he wrote. At this stage, one likes to dream big because you feel that you are on top of the world. So it was for me. My only wish was to pray for this golden age to last forever. Dreams of glory, definitely a part of adolescence. Both Saleh Likon and Tahita Saleh wanted to be singers. Tahita specifically wanted to be Whitney Houston. Tanzania's Raz Franz Manko Ingogo wanted to be a musician too, or a footballer. This is what he wrote. For the musician ambition, I tried my level best in my neighbouring country, Kenya. I joined the Jolly Boys band, which at that time was led by the late Prince Julie. After 1 month of not eating much, as well as missing other rather fundamental essentials, I gave it up. So I turned to football, and there I had some success in a third division team called Core United, here in Tanzania. As I aged, I formed my own football club, which I called Rasta na Mazingira, which means Rastafaris for the Environment, which played for 2 years. Then I went back to my village in 2000, where I formed another football club, which still exists, the Kamujemba Home Boys Football Club. And listeners, the Kamujemba Home Boys Football Club is an RFI club. You can see a photo of Raz and some of the young men he coaches on the RFI English Club Facebook page. Well, Raz is not the only one amongst you who had sporty dreams. Rachid Duzaman dreamt of becoming a footballer. Michel François Platini. Rajia Khatun wanted to be a badminton player. Shahanaj Parvansathy wanted to be the American tennis player Serena Williams. And Saidul Islam wanted to be the cricketer Imran Khan, who he noted was the captain of Pakistan's cricket team and the World Cup winning captain in 1992.
Karuna Kanta wanted to be an airline pilot, although, as he wrote, he grew up to be an electrical engineer. Dipita Chakrabarty had a similar ambition. She wrote, "I wanted to be a traveler and see the world and meet different people." Both Sajjad Hossain and Muhammad Shamim wanted to be police officers. Abu Saleh wanted to be Sherlock Holmes and... Waheed Nobi wanted to be Tarzan. How'd that work out for you, Waheed?
Here's another good one. Tasneem Saleh wanted to be Alice in Wonderland. Well, if that wonderful tale has a moral, it must be that even as adults, we should hold on to something of our childhood selves as much as possible. I really like the sound of Tasneem in Wonderland.
We're going to rewrite it just for you, Tasneem.
Radhakrishna Pillai wanted to be a journalist, and he did just that. He worked in the Kerala, India government media department, he notes, as well as in print and visual media. And here's someone else whose teenage ambition was realized, Father Steve Wara. He wrote, "I wanted to be a great gardener, just like my older brother. But thank God, even now as a monk, priest, that aspiration has been kept alive as presently I'm in charge of our community vegetable garden. Very important for our sound kitchen head, Susan Owensby, so please take note."
Father Steve, I have. Post photos of your garden on the Listeners Club Facebook page. We'd all love to see it.
And there's one more. Raihan Ali wanted to be the president of Bangladesh. A very tough, very demanding job. Good luck.
Yeah, well, I'd vote for you, Ryan.
Well, remember, everyone, this week's bonus question is, when in your life did you show the qualities of a leader? And remember, if you have a bonus question idea, send it to us at The Sound Kitchen, all one word, no capitals, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
That's it for today's Listener's Corner. Thanks, everyone, for participating. And a special thanks to Sweet Fitz for hanging out in the kitchen with us.
Always a pleasure.
A reminder, we're already thinking ahead to World Radio Day in February. It's not too early to start thinking about your World Radio Day greeting, which will air on a special Sound Kitchen celebration show. When you've come up with what you'd like to say, get under a blanket and record your message on the phone. Then send it to us at the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr.
My name is Issa Nyafaga. You're listening to the Sound Kitchen. Sound Kitchen. Sound Kitchen.
Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining us in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to Stephen Elsley for mixing the show. Thanks to Michael Fitzpatrick for sitting in. And thanks to you for listening. I won't be here next week. I'll be busy preparing a Thanksgiving feast for 25 people. But never fear, I've left a nice meal for you. A delicious music in the kitchen, music requested by you, the listeners. As always, the Sound Kitchen podcast is ready for you every Saturday on the RFI English website, rfienglish.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, be kind, and stay in touch. And stay safe, my friends. Erwan is off this week, so it's a music from Michael today. He'll tell you all about it.
Well, I've chosen a young French singer, songwriter, guitarist. He's also an actor. He's played in movies. His name is Bertrand Belin, and he's totally unaffected, a nice, ordinary guy, gives a great concert. The song I've chosen is called Le Mot Juste, The Right Word, and I suppose it's about the importance of saying and doing the right thing at the right time. He's joined in this particular version of Le Mot Juste by another actress, singer, songwriter, Camélia Jordana. I hope you enjoy.
Enjoy, and talk to you all next week from afar.
Si tu crois que là-bas, si tu crois qu'il y a mieux pour toi, va.
Si t'en coûte de voir une route sans l'emprunter, va. On t'oubliera, on peut faire ça,
mais pour là, pour notre bonheur,
soigne tes larmes, Dieu, il n'y a rien. Tes adieux, tu veux, nous attendons, cher ami, seulement le beau geste, seulement le mot juste. Que là-bas la pluie ne mouille pas les gens comme toi, va.
Si tu crois que là-bas les chiens ne voient pas sur les gens comme toi,
t'oubliera, ça, on sait faire ça, mais pour là, pour notre bonheur, soigne tes âmes, Dieu, il n'y a rien. Seulement le mot juste.